Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
Me, Tom Allen.
Tom.
Yes?
You've got a mouth ulcer.
Oh, right on my tongue as well. Oh, right at the side.
Oh. Is it catching?
Well, I hope not.
No, I mean, is it catching on your teeth? Not have you given it to someone.
Oh, it's catching on my teeth, yeah. I hope I haven't put it off somebody. This hotel room, actually, maybe. But no, I don't know if it's an allergy or something like that. I haven't had a mouth ulcer for ages.
Don't you go anywhere near you know, the Walker's squares, the salt and vinegar ones?
Oh.
I had a packet the other day.
Oh.
It took my face off. They're so salty. And like discos.
Oh, yeah, they were very salty and very vinegary.
Oh, my God, they must be like your daily allowance of salt twice.
They probably are.
And just to think, they used to be in the packed lunch bag.
Of course, next to a chocolate bar and a ham sandwich.
And a Billy Bear meat.
So nutritious. So nutritious. Made us big and strong.
And a Rocky bar.
Yes, big and strong like we are now. So, yeah, I haven't had one of these for a while and I'm not enjoying it.
Well, I don't think they're meant to be enjoyed.
No, but I've been going at it with some mouthwash in the hope that I'll feel better. But, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? As an adult, you just have to carry on.
You've got to carry on with your life.
Can't make a fuss.
No, you can't get under the bad blanket. Did you have a bad blanket when you were younger?
No, what was the bad blanket?
We called it the bad blanket.
Sounds like a punishment. Was it scratchy?
No, it does sound like a punishment. It's if you felt bad.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
If you felt poorly. Oh. And it was one of those old-fashioned, it was a blue blanket, and it had, the top and the bottom was trimmed with sort of silk.
Silk. My brother had a blanket like that. It's his comfort blanket.
Does he still have it? And could I borrow it?
I don't know what happened to it.
Imagine if I turned up at James's house. Hi!
He would love it. He'd be delighted. He would be delighted. That's nice. You had a nice bad blanket.
Mm, and of course, the bowl that we were sick into, which would also be the bowl that we did the washing up in.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you used to do that as well? Did you have a separate... Were you a little posher, maybe, in Bromley?
We had a jug. That
you were sick into?
Yeah, but it wasn't like a... It wasn't like a milk tea set or a Toby jug. It was like a sort
of... It was Winston Churchill.
It was a... we had various historical figures and we threw up into them. No, it was like a... It was a big jug, madam. And it was also used for watering the plants.
Oh,
so
lovely.
That's nice, isn't it?
Mm. Lovely.
Look at me into my gardening now.
Yes.
So it all paid off.
It all paid off, didn't it? Mm. Would it have been a... Would it have been the type of jug that was made from sort of very, very sturdy plastic?
Indeed. Yes, it was exactly that.
And they would sort of go a little bit white and furry?
Happily, it didn't go to that.
I mean, if you leave the sick in it.
Good morning, everybody. If you're listening whilst having a breakfast.
Yes, apologies.
No, it was always kept very clean. Spotlessly
clean. Well,
I'm sure
it was clean, but I mean...
Often there was Dettol in it. My mum would put it by the bed with Dettol. So there was water in it.
Oh, so you were sicking into Dettol?
Sicking into some sort of disinfectant, yeah.
Oh, there's going to be people turning off now who have got that phobia of sick. Let's stop talking about it.
Let's stop. I'm sorry, everyone.
I feel like there are people that listen to our podcast that might have a delicate...
disposition.
Much like us.
Much like ours. Oh my goodness, a delicate disposition. I should put that on those medical forms.
Imagine if you had a strong disposition.
Oh, I'd like to have a strong disposition. I'd like to be described as that. Constitutional. A strong constitution.
Guess who I met the other day? I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast. I met the son of the man that plays George Banks.
What? In the film?
No, I didn't meet the boy that plays David, John, a child. Peter, Michael.
Michael,
you're right. Did you say shout out to Michael Banks?
No, I said that's the Jane and Michael Banks is what they're called.
I thought you said shout out to Michael Banks if he's listening. the man in real life.
Peter Tomlin's son.
Yes.
Wow, does he look like his dad?
A little. He curates the Crystal Palace Film Festival, which is a massive film festival.
Really?
Yeah, which is brilliant. And they have films from all over the world. And they had an awards do, and I did some stand up at the awards do. And we watched some of the films and they were great. And it was it's this great thing in Crystal Palace. But we were chatting beforehand and he said, oh, well, my dad was in Mary Poppins. And I said, you're going to have to stop the press. I'm so sorry. What now?
Wow. Did he have a bowler hat on?
Actually, we got into it via talking about Miles Jupp.
Okay.
And he said, oh, because Miles Jupp played my father. And I was like, oh, in what? And Miles Jupp did a play about...
Oh, yes, I think I remember that.
About the man that played George Banks. And obviously the first thing I thought was, you loved him as a child.
I loved him as an adult and as a child. I loved him. And as I've got, and I think we've talked about this before, but as I've gotten older and approached Mr. Banks' age myself...
I wonder how old he is in Mary Poppins.
He's probably like late 30s. I thought, gosh, what a handsome man he was.
Sure. Yeah, I think you ought to, you know, maybe consider a moustache again.
You know, and I did put on a moustache and I went on this morning and I looked like a Pringles tube.
Well, you said this and you were very unkind about yourself.
Well, people were unkind about me first.
Well, this
is the truth. All very well, this like stop being so harsh on yourself, but sometimes other people join in.
Yeah, and then that is tricky.
That is tricky, isn't it?
There's no getting away from that.
They were all over it on the This Morning comments.
Oh, but come on, you can't trust people that are spending their time doing This Morning comments.
Yeah, but they were sort of right. I mean, I wasn't looking my best.
I think you look beautiful.
Yes. We're all beautiful, but you know, I was just someone just less. I was just less beautiful than most that day.
I think that's very unkind on yourself.
Well,
but I don't think you can write off a moustache just because of the people that watched This Morning.
Maybe a pencil moustache would be.
Is that when you have it very close to the lip?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how you do it. Whether you draw it on with a pencil, I don't know what HB.
Do you know who has one of those sometimes? Joe Black. Do you know the drag queen Joe Black?
Oh, yes.
They sometimes have one of those. Always looks really phenomenal. Lives in Brighton. We often bump into each other, you see.
Oh, I bet.
You know what it's like.
I bet it's like that down there, isn't it? Down there.
You can't move for
drag
queens.
Down there sounds like somewhat medicinal. But
well, that's where, yeah, we've got Dettol in the bottom.
What's his name?
Nice. Sorry. I said I put Detto in the bottom and then I said, what's his name? It was a little joke.
Lovely.
A little gay joke.
Lovely gay joke. But that must be the way with it down in Brighton, you know.
Well, of course.
Wall to wall. Yes.
Wall to wall. Lovely. Are you going to make it down to Brighton Pride? That's a good question.
Oh, yes. When is it again?
The first weekend of August.
I think I've got it in the diary.
On the Sunday, we're going to see Diana Ross. Are you coming? She's coming out.
I was going to say she's coming out. 9th, did you say?
No, the first weekend.
Well, I'm doing that thing at Somerset House, aren't I?
Oh, what thing are you doing at Somerset House?
A gig.
Oh, look at you. Is that... Is that a royal building, Somerset House?
No, it used to be the Customs and Excise, I think.
So you're going to pick up something?
Yes, but it was never... Yes, it was. I think it's been many things. I think it was an Admiralty sort of building at one point. And you used to get those arches underneath as you walk along the embankment. I think the boats used to go in there.
Oh,
well, I think I'm right in saying that. But
well, if you're not right, who cares? This is the history podcast.
Who cares? Yeah, the rest is not history. The rest is us talking.
Yeah, it's weird that Goalhanger haven't been in touch and asked us to move our podcast onto their platform, isn't it?
Oh, I would love that. When will Gary come a knocking?
Yeah. Hi.
Yes. Hiya. Always here for you. The rest is gay. That could be us.
Oh, gosh.
The rest is queer.
Oh, yeah. Because it is.
It is, isn't it?
That's gay culture.
That's your gay culture right there.
You've got it.
Then we've done it.
You really have.
We've really done it. But that'll be exciting. I mean, Pride in Brighton is such an event.
Oh, it really is. It really is. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Maybe you could come after.
No, I'm not going to make a joke there. But I'm in Cardiff at the moment, actually, and they've just had Pride, and there's a lot of flags everywhere, even on the castle.
Oh, good for them.
Good for them, right?
Gay dragons?
Yeah.
Sure. I just meant they put the Pride flag above the dragon.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think there's probably some of that. Yeah, I think I saw some of that. Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, how nice.
Yeah, I'm looking out across St. David's Bay right now, actually, and the weather yesterday was quite grey, and I couldn't appreciate the view, but now, oh, I tell you, it's
beautiful. Is she singing?
Oh, absolutely. Vibrant. You know, lovely.
Malvoice Choir. I love a Welsh Malvoice Choir.
I can hear one faintly on the evening breeze.
Oh, so nice.
So nice, isn't it? So nice.
So nice.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've been swimming this week, Tom.
I've been swimming.
You texted me to tell me.
3 times.
We like what to keep a breaststroke of each other.
Oh, lovely. Yes, I went swimming 3 times this week. I might try and go tonight if I can muster up the energy, but it's quite, I just do 20 minutes worth. Is that enough?
But that's quite a lot.
Is it?
I always feel like 20 minutes in a pool is quite a long time. What stroke are you doing?
Breast.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I, when I try and do the crawl, and I'm not bad at it, but I had a swimming lesson once where he said to sort of turn my head further back. But the trouble is, you know, on the breathe in. But as I do that, I tend to inhale a lot of water. So I think, oh, this is another thing I can't do right like other people. So
it sounds like you're taking a great energy to it.
I know, that's the sort of spirit.
I think so.
Here we go again. Look at you, Tom. Can't
trying.
Do it, can you? Trying and failing, classic. But I do feel better for it, I think.
Are you having a sauna?
I did try that the first night and...
got a bit choky.
Maybe that's what got this mouth ulcer going. I don't know, brought out something. But I don't mind it. I don't mind a sauna, but I don't know if I have any discernible benefit from it, really.
Oh, I love it.
Do you feel like a benefit from it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm sweating out all the toxins.
Oh, you've got to get rid of
the bad vibes.
Suits. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm constantly being sold additives and things on social media.
Are you?
To help with toxins and gut bacteria.
Have you spoken to anyone about your gut bacteria?
No, I think it's none of their business. I didn't. Showing me these cartoons and things. I don't want to see that. Thank you very much.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's quite a step too far, I think. That's it.
Well, what happens to women is, for a long time, I was getting, before I watched like a video on YouTube, I would get the Clear Blue advert saying, like, could you be pregnant? Could you be pregnant? No. But now it's changed. I don't know whether when you hit 40, it tips over. But now I'm getting a lot of cat litter adverts.
I think that is what happens, yeah.
Just loads of adverts where women are looking at cats going, you want to make sure your fur baby gets everything they need.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Mm. So they've made a decision about me, the internet.
Yeah, now that's it. That's the algorithm that served you.
Yes, you've been served.
You've been served. But then I thought I was getting just one supplement advert, but it turns out there's loads of them out there trying to advertise at me.
Well, yeah, Tom, of course.
Of course.
This is late stage capitalism.
I don't know what that means.
No, neither do I, but it's the kind of thing that smart people say.
Oh, I bet people say it in Brighton all the time.
You can't move for people talking about late stage capitalism.
Oh, I bet they love it. Yes, they're all
But
over
I think
it.
They don't. I think that's the thing.
I bet they hate it. Yes,
exactly.
Oh, no. It's so difficult to know what to talk about. Oh, Susan, I do feel for you.
Tell me about your T-shirt. Is that your PJ's T-shirt?
Yes. Got two dogs.
Dogs in party
it.
Hats.
Yes.
So cute.
I know I put my PJs on because I thought that's what I'm normally... I'm sorry, listeners, to tell you, but that's what I'm normally wearing when doing this podcast.
I'm also wearing my PJ top, but it's just a plain blue.
Yeah, very similar, I thought, to the two of us. Are you in your PJs at this time as well?
Yeah, I'm always in my PJs at this time, Tom. Oh, we should let the listener know. We're recording early this week. We got on the call at 7:30. I got my PJs on at 7:15 when my daughter was putting hers on because I thought I would do this. And then when I go downstairs, I'm ready for TV club.
And that's what you call it?
Yeah. And we can watch something. We had a go at that Javier Bardem thing. You know, Cape Fear. Oh, Tom.
Not for you.
Honestly, the first scenes were so graphic.
Oh, dear.
And it's so violent. I just thought, this isn't for us.
Oh, no. I don't like anything with too much, you know. Anything. Was it? What was it? Guns and that?
Guns and that. Yeah. Oh, guns, a psychopath.
Oh, no. It's the last person who should have a gun.
Well, exactly. And Amy Adams around. Being very stressed about being a lawyer, which does look very, very busy.
Well, he would be busy. What was she running from?
I don't know. I think she might have put him behind bars.
Oh, so he's annoyed now.
And I think he was getting out.
Oh, they do get angry, don't they?
What, when you put someone behind bars? Yeah, I'd say so.
They get right annoyed. Oh, dear. Sorry, like, all that sort of drama.
TV club needs to be...
Something softer.
A lot softer. A lot softer.
What did you plump for in the end?
Actually, we went for something that wasn't that soft. We went for Kush Jumbo and Peter Capaldi's show, mainly because we both really like Kush Jumbo and Peter Capaldi.
So what was this, what's the show called?
Oh, something.
Was it police
Welcome
or something?
Welcome to the rest is entertainment.
Was it police drama or?
It was a police drama. He's a copper.
But not murders, just
Oh,
what?
No,
just
and there were murders.
Crime.
No, yeah, that's what I want. I want
petty
people crime. Dealing with... unpaid parking tickets and things
yes,
like that.
Yes, misdemeanors.
Yes.
Yeah, quite right. Why does nobody write about community support officers? There's the police drama I'd like to see.
PCSOs?
PCSO.
What are they doing?
What are they doing? Well, I'm sure they have their dramas.
Well, yeah, probably.
What about if one of them was...
You could call the show Misdemeanor. It could be about a woman.
Misdemeanor, yes. She's just qualified. She didn't know what she wanted to do for ages.
Yeah.
And then her parents said, you've got to get a job doing something. She gets a job as a PCSO.
In the hope of going into petty crimes for the police.
She wants to go into petticoats for the police.
Right, yeah.
But she ends up in petty crimes. Oh, no.
Do you know what I always think? I've always thought that I would suit a police uniform.
I dare say.
Yeah.
I dare say.
Well, you know the one where they wear the black and white checked neckerchief?
Oh, yes. That would be nice. With a little blouse.
Yes.
A lovely blouse on. Oh, yeah. I can see that for you. With the sort of bowler hat?
Is it not? Oh, yes. Maybe a bowler hat. I didn't know if it was a peaked one.
They do sometimes tend to wear a peaked cap these days, don't they? I mean, I know they've got their reasons, but I do think the high-vis one isn't as elegant.
No, the high-vis ones are not so good.
Mm. I always think of Sarah Lancashire.
Well, don't we all?
Don't we all? Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, go on. Let's talk about Sarah Lancashire.
No,
she's good, isn't she?
She's much posher than you think.
She's much posher than you think, and also one of the very few actresses that's made that leap between soaps and real drama.
Absolutely. What a skill.
What a skill. I mean, I'm sure they all could do it, but I don't think people are given the opportunities, you know?
Often not, but I think that's changing, you know?
I think you're right. Well, friend of the show, Charlie Baker, said that when he did EastEnders, that he couldn't get over how quickly people learnt sides, which is what people call scripts, pages of scripts.
They do, don't they? Yeah. But he learnt it quick, did he?
No, but the other characters, they just did so much in one day.
Yeah.
He said that he was just totally blown away by how good they all were.
Oh, gosh.
He said it was amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing people don't realise.
It's hard work.
It's hard work. You're emoting. It's dramatic. It's a lot going on.
You're in L Street.
You're in L Street. That's the worst bit. Sorry, L Street.
It's not near any train station.
Not really.
It's a hell of a walk from Boreham Wood.
Yeah, it really is actually, Suze.
I know. I know, Tom. I know. People don't talk about this enough.
People don't talk about that enough, actually. But soap actors, yeah, they have it tough. They do. I'd like to go on the Coronation Street tour.
I don't know enough about Corrie.
Did you not grow up? Were you not a Corrie family growing up?
No, you know, we're slightly rougher than you.
Well, I don't know if it's a rougher thing, Sue.
But didn't your mum say she didn't like hearing people shouting on the television or something?
Yeah, she didn't like all that shouting. But I don't know. I don't know the way it works, really. But we were, yeah, I don't know why. I think that's why I've always had an affinity with Manchester.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Were you watching it when Deirdre...
Of course.
...married the fella from the...
Of course.
Deirdre Rashid?
When she became Deirdre Rashid.
Because the only thing I know about that is that occasionally people will post clips of them kissing.
Oh, I've not seen
very hot under the collar.
Oh, I bet it was.
I think it was really made for the mums.
Yeah, the mums loved it.
Oh, she was in prison. Gosh, see, they really live a life, don't they?
Tony Blair brought it up in Prime Minister's Questions, I think, and mentioned the Weatherfield one that was it was a sensation at the time. It was a big deal.
Big news.
I don't
know how much Tony Blair was watching Corrie.
I think
feels like there may have been a speechwriter.
I think somebody, I don't want to cast aspersions, I don't want to be sued, but I wonder if he heard it was if it was big news and he started to watch it as a result. But I don't know. Maybe him and Cherie love to curl up in their own TV club, 7:30, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays.
You don't know. They also, didn't Gail Platt also go to prison?
I think she did at one point. I can't remember what for, though. Was it to do with her husband at the time, Richard Hillman, who was a serial killer, and he attacked people with a hammer and made people drive off a bridge? And the thing is, with those things, when they happen in a soap, they're never sort of mentioned again. Whereas I think if you or I were married to a serial killer at any point, we'd probably bring it up quite a lot.
Well, think how often we bring up our experience of the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine being married to Richard Hillman.
I think that would come up. 3 times a day minimum.
Absolutely. I mean, he tried to attack Emily Bishop with a hammer.
Yeah. And I guess Emily Bishop is just living her life now, not mentioning that.
Yeah, I don't know quite exactly.
Do you know what? People don't seem to have a lot of trauma in soaps. Do you know what? They're a real lesson in moving on.
They really are. When it's done, it's done. You're over. You're over it. Get over it. That's it. No sort of plaque or yearly memorial, not even a bench a lot of the time.
No.
I think
Arthur had a bench in EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, he does have a bench, doesn't he? Yeah.
But a lot of people have died since Arthur. I'm not convinced they've all got benches. And if they do, you wouldn't be able to move for benches.
Well, and that square's not big enough.
It would be like
B&Q. Yeah, exactly. Like a bloody bloody bench workshop.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I always think I should watch more Emmerdale Farm.
Well, maybe you should.
I had a bit of Heartbeat on.
Heartbeat?
Do you remember?
I said Heartbeat like people in Coronation Street say London.
Yeah, you did. You did actually.
London.
London.
What was going on? Nick Berry?
There were some thieves in the village and they'd arrested a friend of somebody and also the man who's the chief constable who used to be in the Yes Minister. He was getting very affronted and he was telling the barmaids to work harder and they said, no, we're not going to work harder. This isn't communist Russia. That's where I got to and then I had to come on this call.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry that I interrupted your heartbeat.
Sorry, everybody. Yes, heart murmur, you might say.
Did you used to watch Lovejoy?
Did we? Oh my goodness, of course.
Now, he was an antiques dealer.
Yes, solving mysteries.
Who also solved mysteries. Where would you find the time?
Well, exactly. But they would always reveal something. And his love interest was, of course, Lady Jane, who went on to play Mrs. Pubes in Downton Abbey.
Mrs. Pubes?
That's what I call her, Mrs. Hughes. If you say it quickly, people don't know the difference.
Oh, that was fun. Do you do that when you're wandering around the house?
Yes, Mrs. Pubes, yeah.
Mm. Did you say she was a maid?
She was a housekeeper in Downton.
I'm so sorry.
Female head of the staff. Mm. But in Lady Jane, she was of course above stairs. She can play, she's got a range.
She's got range. I don't know if she's
Scottish or not. But she plays Scottish in Downton.
Does she play Scottish in Lovejoy?
No, I think she played English.
Well, there you go. Range.
Range. There you go. That's why she's worked.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to have range.
Across the decades, you've got to have range in this. Did you never watch Lovejoy?
No, I think I did, but I was slightly too young. I just remember that he had curly brown hair and a leather jacket.
I remember that very vividly, yeah.
But I don't remember watching it as such.
What were your Sunday night go-tos? Do you remember?
Well, we did used to watch Heartbeat.
Oh.
And Joe and I would watch The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, what a treat
that was. While Mum sort of cleared up from dinner. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? But that is the truth.
Well, no, we were children of the 90s.
We might be allowed to watch a bit of The Simpsons. Then it would be go and have your hair washed.
Oh, Sunday night, yeah.
Sunday night, wash your hair. And then dry it
near
a Caligas fire.
Very safe.
Very safe.
Very safe. Safe.
Joe and I would often flick things into the Caligas fire to watch them burn.
Oh, that's
again,
nice.
Very safe.
Very safe, very safe. Was the Caligas fire embedded in the cladded fireplace?
No, or? We had one that was, I don't want to brag, but movable. Mm.
Oh, I know those ones, yes.
So you'd have to, Dad would have to go and occasionally get a tank of flammable liquid, I suppose.
Well, you needed it to be flammable, otherwise you wouldn't have been able to keep warm from it.
No, that's true, but it is sort of mad that we used to all have those in our houses, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I mean, people still do. They have, like, camping gas.
Yeah, camping that's true.
Gas. There's a podcast. Yeah, but you would sit there in front of the fire. Mm. We were always told if we were cold, we couldn't come in because Mum and Dad had a wood effect fan heater. You know the sort of thing I mean?
Yeah.
Like a blow heater. So it was like an orange light bulb under some vacuumed plastic that was in the shape of some logs.
Yes.
And then underneath was a fan heater with various settings. Two things. One, when it was put on, it always smelled of burnt dust. Mm-hmm. If you know that smell, very, very, very evocative for me. And secondly, we were never allowed to put our feet in front of it to warm up after a cold day because we were told we'd get, I think, chilblains. Maybe pneumonia. Can't remember. One of the two. Do you remember that? Were you ever taught anything like that?
Yeah, always. Mm. Have to make sure your vest is always tucked in so you don't get a kidney infection.
Absolutely. And it's true, isn't it?
I mean, I think it's true.
I think if you believe it, then it's true.
Come the winter, let me tell you.
Let me tell you about
I'm
tucking
tucked
in.
Right in.
Yes. Untucked. It's a very different podcast for you.
Quite,
it's
yeah.
Very drafty.
And, what would be your Saturday night, your Sunday night viewing?
Well, if it wasn't Lovejoy, it might have been House of Elliot. Now, I think it might be a bit before your time.
I think it is. But I can imagine, I've seen a picture of it. I imagine you would love that sort of carry on.
Absolutely obsessed with it. And then there was a spoof that French and Saunders did, which was very funny.
Yes, I feel like I remember that.
Kathy Bates? No, Kathy Burke. Big budget.
Huge budget. Misery. Titanic. French and Saunders.
it was very funny. Very funny. But I've never seen those actors since, actually, which is bizarre to me.
Well, they're all in soaps.
I hope they are. You know, and she was always pining after Jack. Jack, who flew airplanes.
A pilot. Which is commonly known as.
And she was always worried about the collection. Oh, we've got to get the collection ready. Oh.
Was it a church?
No, they're like the fashion collection. They were a fashion house.
Oh, God. What a surprise that you loved it.
Oh, Suze, you would have loved it too.
Oh, I'm sure I would have.
A lot of short hair, should I say.
My lot.
Your lot. I think we're represented in a very, you know. Well, they were there if you want. They're there if you want them. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're there if you want to find them.
TV was such an event, wasn't it?
Mm,
when we were growing up.
Mm.
I don't know how often we get that these days.
No.
Do you remember when the lottery started?
Oh my goodness. Do you remember? It was like a full show.
Yeah.
Pavarotti sang.
Guinevere.
Yes. All of that. Wasn't that funny?
Everyone. And I was convinced the first night that we were going to win millions.
We all were. Voice to the Balls, Alan Dedicate.
Yeah, who I'm sure you see as often as I do at a corporate.
A corporate's lovely man.
Lovely man.
Made a lot of people happy. Very happy. Very happy, nice man.
Very happy, nice man.
Wonderful.
Also does the voice on Strictly.
Yes, he does. Dancing, the Paso Doble.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. The lovely man. But yeah, things were different then. I feel like it went something like 999 into the lottery, into Noel's house party.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch all of them.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that. Mm. I mean, I just remember thinking it was mad, but in like a great way.
Yeah, wild times.
And when was Funhouse on? I remember Funhouse.
That was a ITV thing, I think, where basically...
There were twins.
There were twins working in a car wash, as far as I can remember. And a man with a mullet was encouraging children to run around.
Yeah, that's Patch Up.
Patch Up. Yeah. Where's he?
I think he still DJs at universities.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Or at least he did at one point. Maybe he DJed at universities when I was growing up. Not that I went to university, because my age group would remember him. I don't know whether he's doing that now.
Oh.
Anyway, Pat Sharp, if you're listening, shout out.
Please get in touch. We'd love that. Also, I remember, not to turn this into a total trip down memory lane, but I wonder if any of our niche-loving listeners remember this. Two things. One called Palace Grove, which was a spoof of Grange Hill, where a load of actors were playing... like adult actors were playing the children at a school, one of whom sounded exactly like Mrs. Thatcher. And it was very silly, but I remember finding it very funny. It was supposed to be funny, and I found it very funny. That was on, I think, CITV. And another thing called Spats, which was about a, I think this is what it was called. You know, like spats people would wear on their shoes. It was about it was a modern burger restaurant. It was about all the people who worked in a burger restaurant.
No memories of either of those things. I'm sorry.
I know, no one has. It's like when I'd made the shout out to Ilana, the girl from Tomorrow. That did get some traction, actually.
Sure.
That popped off.
Yeah, I think that when I mentioned going around the twist, the family that lived in the...
The lighthouse.
The lighthouse. Loved that.
Sad spooky stories, yeah.
But, you know, I still love sad spooky stories.
False teeth being flushed down the toilet.
That sort of thing.
Always that
strange things happen. Are you going around the twist?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful times.
Great times. Right, Tom, you better go to bed.
Well, so would you. I mean, I know the sun's still up, but still.
But don't let that put you off.
Don't let that put you off. It's time for bed, everybody.
Hours.
I need at least 15 hours sleep. I'm like a Labrador.
Yeah. Loves a tickle on the belly.
Oh, I do.
Love sausages.
Yes. What did you have for tea, by the way?
Oh, thanks for asking. We had... some bits of chicken in sort of a barbecue sauce.
Okay, yeah, sorry. The beginning of that sentence didn't sound very appetizing. Bit chicken.
Okay, some chicken, some mini chicken fillets.
Okay.
Cooked in the air fryer. In a barbecue sauce. So it tastes a bit like they're barbecued.
Yeah.
And then I did a tray bake.
What? Whoa.
I love a tray bake. It was potatoes, courgettes, peppers, carrot, and a red onion.
Wow.
I chopped them all up, covered them in oil, and then I think it's called barbacoa.
Okay.
Barbara. Yeah. I put some, and that's seasoning.
Oh.
Not too spicy, because the baby has it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. Delish.
That sounds like a nice tray bake.
Yeah, it was very nice. And now I've got some...
a tray bake themed. Sorry, yeah.
No, go on. What did you have for your tea?
Well, I've just had a bag of nuts.
Oh, bag of nuts.
But the thing that piqued my interest there, Susan, I'm sorry to go back, is it was my birthday and my mum bought me an air fryer.
Oh, are you absolutely livid because you don't know where to put it in your beautiful kitchen?
And mum said you could put it in the oven.
That's how much you're using the oven.
Well, no, we are using the oven. Anyway, I've often been sceptical about them because, as I say, it's a bit like you just put chicken in a drawer. Mm. And
but it's a hot drawer.
But it's a hot drawer. Well, I love it.
I think you'll love it.
Mm, really,
and you can also
yeah.
do absolutely anything in it. I mean, really? I bought one and I will be honest, it does live in the cupboard with the juicer that I promised that I was going to use every day when I bought it, which I've not used for, I would say, roughly 3 months.
Mm.
And then the air fryer I get out, every 2 months.
Okay.
I so don't think, it's not making its money back yet.
What's your recalcitrance to use it?
I just forget that we've got it. And I don't want it on the side because, Tom, we don't have a lot of side space.
Yeah, that's
once you're
the thing,
considering
what
we've got a microwave, then we've got the kettle, then we've got the tea caddy and all the little bits. Then we've got some cookery books and we've got a toaster. Mm-hmm. I don't want to brag, but we do.
Yeah.
And she's a four-slice girl. A coffee machine.
And you got a four-slice.
Well, Tom, there's three of us.
Mm. Yeah. Who gets the spare one? That's my question. But still, that is a bulky toaster you've got there.
Yeah, we've got a bulky toaster and we've got a coffee machine. So there just simply isn't the space.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like it looking messy.
No, absolutely.
And you know how I love to tidy by just putting things somewhere.
Yeah, well, of course. No one likes things out.
Oh, no. Other than us.
Other than us. I shouldn't say it in Pride Month, but air fryers need to get back in.
Yeah.
They need to not come out. But at the same time, I am fascinated by it, and I think I will take it out of the box this weekend.
I think you ought to.
Can you do things like, for example, a bacon?
I think you could do a bacon.
A fried egg?
I think probably.
A cake?
There's probably a way of doing that, yeah. Tom, I don't work for air fryer and I'm barely using mine. I'm not the person to be asking about this.
You don't
this.
Work for the big air fryer?
No.
The air fryer lobby.
I don't work for the BAF.
Big air fryer network. Yeah, I mean...
BAFN.
They're a powerful lobby.
They are.
You don't want to cross them?
No. The thing is, they're very tied up in the government.
Very tied, yeah. But they're in and out in 10 minutes. No, I'm trying to think.
They get it hot. I don't know.
But apparently people said it shouldn't be called an air fryer, it should be called a mini oven.
Well, Tom, those people have too much time on their hands. They're also the people that are writing comments on this morning pages.
Oh, yeah. Don't we know about them? Okay, I'm going to try it. Apparently chips are good.
Tom, chips are always good. Doesn't matter how you do them.
But in the air fryer, have you done chips in the air fryer?
Also, you know, you can heat up chips from the chippy.
In the air fryer?
Yeah, like, you know, if they've just gone a bit cold, pop them in.
And that's okay.
They can't get you for it.
Now you tell me. Wow. Okay, more of these air fryer tales to come.
Okay.
Mum's bought me a book, so there's no stopping me now.
Clang.
So, yeah, to go with it. What are you going to watch on the TV tonight?
Maybe more Chris Jumbo and Peter Capaldi. The show's that's name I can't remember.
Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it?
No, well.
Criminal something? Sure.
Criminal something.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
It's like the Radio Times here, isn't it?
Noel's
House Party and Criminal Something.
Well, Suze, thank you for this lovely chat. I hope our listeners have enjoyed it. Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks so much.
Okay, I'll see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week. Okay.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.